Mamas.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, ba-bing.
That's what I be saying to my bing, wife's bing, mama bing, right bing. There. Sorry, Miss Jackson, or whatever Allberg's wife's maiden name is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of sorries.
Yeah, dog. A
lot of sorries.
I'm sorry what I got to do to your grandson.
He's going to have to come live with you, actually, for a couple of years. Yeah. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump day. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We'll get back into some NBA playoff conversation at 12:20 as well. Didn't really get to talk about all of the games from last night and what's trending. The Pacers beat the Bucks in overtime. That was a really good game.
Yes, it was.
Credit to the Bucks for playing
that, man had 30,
that well.
30, 20, and 13.
Yeah, Giannis was trying to not go home.
God,
Giannis was trying to not go home. And look, Gary Trent played really well, too.
Dude, he was amazing.
Just made a couple blunders in overtime that everybody's going to remember. But the Pacers are, you know, they made that run to the East Finals last year, and count me among the people that didn't really buy it as legit as far as, like, oh, is this who they are now? And I still don't think it is, but you back it up with a series win the next year.
They got a good coach.
They got a good coach.
A very, very good All-NBA caliber player.
They have all, yeah. And they've got a lot of other nice pieces, too.
They got two of them, actually.
Pascal Siakam's really good. I mean, Miles Turner is really good. Yes. He's a really good player.
That's been traded like
everyone's shocked that he's still there.
That's been traded, yeah. That's been traded seven times in the past year, and everybody's what to do at the trade deadline.
Even
he's
when,
still there.
Yeah, even the year after they go to the conference finals, and they're pretty good this year, people are still like, well, I got to trade Miles Turner. This is like one of those things that has to. Andrew Nesmith is really good, and Andrew Nemhard is Aaron Nesmith, Andrew Nemhard. They got guys. They got a really good roster, and they're on to the next round of the playoffs. Now, who are they going to play? We don't know yet because the Pistons staved off elimination last night against the Knicks.
So they're not penciled into the Cavs. That's right, because Cavs number one seed. If the Pistons win, then Pistons go.
Yeah, right. That was a fun game last night too.
You called it though.
Yeah,
called it. You called it and everything like that. It's a lot of stuff going to go about that because of your best two players probably get not the best player, but your best clothes and everything. All of them get hurt on the same damn play. Mm-hmm. Got to come out the game, and then there's no dead ball.
They couldn't get them back in the game.
Yeah, there's no damn dead ball.
If you didn't see it. Like, Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson had to come out of the game with like 3.5-4 minutes left because it was a physical game. And was it Cunningham that went to the hoop or whoever it was?
Yes.
But it was a big collision. Those guys had to come out of the game. Tibbs is trying to get him back in the game. He only has one timeout left, so he doesn't want to burn it. And they're standing there at the scorer's table for what seemed like forever.
Yes.
Like, the ball, they're up and down the floor, back and forth down the floor. There's no dead ball. And by the time they came back, by the time they called timeout and came back in the game was over, pretty much.
Yeah.
And OG Anunoby still hit a really big contested three to make it interesting down the stretch.
Where the hell was Cat? Where was Cat? I mean, where's Bridges? Where are all these other dudes?
I mean,
they're not in there.
Yeah, I mean, Cat, you know.
But you brought these guys in.
It was his game to disappear. He'll probably show up next game.
Yeah, but back to Detroit. I would use timeout, damn it.
I would have too.
Yeah,
I would like.
Let me get my guys back.
Tibbs knows more, has forgotten more about basketball than I'll ever know in my life. Yes. But I got to get Jalen Brunson on the court as soon as possible. We'll figure out a way to get by the final 2 minutes of the game without a timeout. I got to get Jalen Brunson on the floor. And I don't know. I expect the Pistons to win Game 6 and send that one back to Madison Square Garden. And I said it before the playoffs started. If the Knicks lose Game 7 at Madison Square Garden, they're going to fire Tibbs.
Remember, I said that. I said, I think Detroit wins in 7. He's like, well, they got to fire Tibbs.
They're going to fire Tibbs.
They got to fire Tibbs.
Yeah, they could still. They got two games to win one.
Yeah.
And if they do, then they go on and all that. I don't understand. I watched a bit of the Celtics Magic game just because it was on early and kind of it was a slog in the first half and it was close at halftime. Neither team had 50 points. And then I'm watching the other games and I looked up and the Celtics won by 30.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the hell happened? This was a close basketball game, a low-scoring close basketball game. All of a sudden, the Celtics won 120-89.
Yes.
Paolo Banchero basically fouled out early in the third quarter.
He
got five fouls with like 10 minutes left in the third quarter, so they couldn't play him, and that was it.
He's probably like, let me hear him get the hell out of here, man. Orlando. I got to live in Orlando. But, no, I mean, the Pistons, they're just that good of a team. You know, when they feel
Celtics.
Like they need – I mean, sorry, Celtics. Whenever they need to turn on, they'll turn it on. And, I mean, we all knew that this was going to be like this, right? As far as the – like, they, I don't ever want to say that they gave up a game to Orlando. I think Orlando won that basketball game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that's the damn Celtics.
That's right.
You know, if the Celtics played like they're capable of playing, they're sweeping everybody pretty much.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
I think a gentleman's sweep is probably the fitting way for it to go just because of how well Paolo played.
Yes.
And the season that the Magic had for them to get one off the Celtics. But yeah, I mean, they weren't going to.
No.
They were going to beat them. The teams that deserved to get sweep got swept.
Oh, and they had a foul to give.
They did?
Oh,
come
they
on.
Damn sure did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't understand. Yes. I don't understand how you let those guys sit on the sideline that long.
Wow.
And then if Jamal Murray is going to play like that.
Then they're winning the championship again.
And if Russell Westbrook is going to play like
they're gonna
that.
They're going to win the championship
again. Then nobody can beat the Nuggets.
They're going to win the championship.
Like, that was the best version of the Nuggets that you're going to get last night. And every time the Clippers tried to cut into that lead, Jamal Murray was just like, hang on a sec.
Yes.
And he went on a little personal 6-0 run or whatever the game needed. Because, I mean, look, Jokic was good. He didn't have to be great Jokic last night. Jamal Murray was incredible. And if Jamal Murray plays like that, like, nobody can beat the Nuggets.
Nope, nobody can beat them. And then when Russ, because this is the one thing about Russ, as we talked about Russ on Monday, you don't think Russ finna go ham in this next game because of what happened last night.
Oh, yeah. No, the thing about Russ is what he did last night is he thinks that's who he is.
But the thing
every
about,
night,
this,
which is great.
But the thing with Russ is when he start hitting that short jumper, when he don't fully extend his arms, he be like, he get cute with it. Because that's what Russ does when he's feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Or he starts throwing those laser beam bank shots up from bad angles. Like, I don't know if there's any good players in the NBA outside, and they're both in that series, outside of Russell Westbrook and Kawhi, who get less arc on a jumper that's a good jumper.
Dude.
Like, Kawhi just, he jumps so damn high, he throws it down at the hoop, and it's a straight line, and it goes in. Like, when he had that game the other night where he went 15 of 19, every single shot was like darts.
Yes.
it was crazy.
Wet. And it was wet. Old Beard didn't have his best night.
No.
He didn't have his best night.
No, and he had a really, really bad defensive night. He's really bad defensively, but he had a really bad defensive night.
But the thing about it, he's never going to lock anybody down. But he can play defense.
Last night was more just like he like lost focus. There was just multiple times where he lost focus.
Yeah, you're like,
he was defending would just back cut him and get an easy layup.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know how to explain why he was doing that. But
hey.
If the Nuggets play like that, they're going back to the finals.
But that's the thing about it. Can Jamal be consistent? Because, I mean, that's when they went on that title run, it was him.
Yeah.
Even in the bubble run.
Yeah, he played like that.
You know, but now it's like whatever. But no, as long as they got a Joker, they got an opportunity. But the worst thing about what happened, obviously, father running onto the damn court, it's just bad. I mean, that's just bad. Meaning, like, what is going to be the punishment? Because if that was a fan, his ass would be banned.
Yeah, that's Tyrese Halliburton's dad at the end of the game last night.
But
runs on the floor with like a towel, like a Halliburton towel or whatever. And was cussing at Giannis, and luckily Giannis is the calmest person in the universe.
Did you see that when that vein poked out?
Yeah, he wanted to harm him.
I thought he was going
to
drop him.
He wanted to.
Now, I go back to this. If that was Bobby Portis, Bobby Portis would have broke Mr. Halliburton's face.
Yeah, he would have got, what was the Bulls teammate that got broken in half?
Yes, he would have broken his face.
Yeah, it would have, yes.
But the restraint that Giannis had.
He picked the right guy to do that to, I
was like, because I'm like, okay, I know that's his daddy, and I know he's supposed to be proud of his boy. You know what I mean? But then I was listening to these folks on TV, and they were like, his daddy got all kind of complaints against him.
Oh, really?
With the league.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Okay.
You know, and so, because if this is a fan that does this, his ass is gone.
Oh.
You can't come back in this building.
Yeah, if a fan gets into a confrontation with Giannis, that fan's banned for
life. But Andy, he walked on the damn floor.
Right.
It ain't Giannis walking out to the tunnel.
Right. The guy, he walked up to Giannis. And sort of instigated the confrontation. And again, he's lucky because Giannis, big fella. If Giannis wanted to put him in the next week, he could have.
So what do you do? Can you ban this kid, this young man, this player?
You can.
Why don't you?
You can.
I think he should be banned. That's my personal opinion. Now, they're going to put him up in put him up in the suite and all that. No, put his ass at home.
It's never good when you have to start putting up guardrails to protect adults from acting stupidly.
Yes. No,
he can't control himself when he's down by the court.
Put him at home.
Put him in a suite.
Your child should never have to apologize for your ass.
Yeah, it's a shame.
For something you did at a sporting event. No. It's like Tyrese Halliburton said, I don't agree with my pops. He was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Damn right he was wrong. But he's emotional. Now, we got to get over this emotional makes you do dumb.
Well, you're allowed to
You're allowed to
feel emotions.
Yes.
You're not allowed to behave emotionally.
You're going to walk on the court?
Yeah.
Walk on the court.
That's insane. It's insane. That's insane. They should ban him.
That restraint that Giannis had. I was like, but then who was the other dude he got into? Because he grabbed another dude.
Yeah, it was Benedict Mathurin.
What the hell he do?
One of the backup guys. I don't know. They were like having a talk. Maybe they know each other.
I hope they do.
Now, Giannis was palming the back of his head in a way that I wouldn't have liked either.
Again,
if I was Benedict
Mathurin,
you're
not going to grab me like this.
I would have been a little bit like, all right, let go of my head.
Like,
man.
There's a couple things that as I have entered into my grown ass damn man. That phase ever since I was four. Don't grab me by the back of my head like that.
He was palming his head like a grapefruit.
Don't grab the back of my head like that.
Yeah, I don't care what we're talking about.
I don't care what we're talking about.
He was holding him like a newborn.
Yes, he was.
You gotta let go of my head.
Dude, there's no way in hell.
Yeah. No, I think Benedict Mathurin was well within his rights for getting frustrated in that moment.
Like, did he say something to him?
I don't know what he said, but
dude,
he was holding
there's
him.
There's no way.
He was holding his head like a child. Like that, man. Like, with Giannis' big ass hands too.
Listen to me.
He's got huge hands.
Like he's like, or look at me.
Listen to me, Benedict.
Look at me.
Yeah, no, Benedict was right to get mad about that.
You're not gonna grab my damn head, man.
And, yeah, so Giannis is getting into it with everybody.
So what's
after
tonight? Oh, the Lakers tonight. You think Ant-Man puts him out tonight?
I think the Lakers are gonna win tonight.
Okay.
I think the Lakers will win tonight at home. Okay. I think they got too much talent and pride to go out in five. I think I don't know. I could almost see the Lakers because like Timberwolves threw a lot at them in that last game. Now the Lakers are tired as hell because they all played the whole second half. Right. I think the Lakers will win tonight. I think the Warriors will put the Rockets out.
You think so? I think the Rockets will get this one.
You do?
Yeah, I think the Rockets will get tonight. But ultimately, I think that the Warriors end up winning this game. I mean, Jimmy was outstanding.
So wait, you think the Rockets are going to win tonight?
I think Rockets will win tonight, but I think the Warriors win the series.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, I think they end up winning the series. And for some reason, I think the Lakers are going to just win the series.
Really?
Yeah.
You think they'll come back and get it?
I do.
I don't think Ant will let that happen in Minnesota. But I think they'll win tonight, and then I think they'll get back to Minnesota, and Ant will do.
I think Ant's coming for the neck tonight. I think he's coming, and he might drop 50.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if he does. If he gets the Jaden McDaniels that he's gotten so far this series, then they're going to win.
They're winning tonight.
That's it for me. Like, and that's when they went on their run last year. He turned into this type of guy. And he's been hurt a lot of this year, so that's a lot of why he hadn't looked like this. But, yeah, no, if Jaden McDaniels comes along with him, they can beat anybody. All right, a couple minutes left here before we get to an NFL no huddle. Drake London got the fifth-year option picked up by the team today. That means he's fully guaranteed for this year and next year.
Yeah, $20 million.
If they don't do anything. Now the question is, at what point do you go about trying to get a real long-term extension for Drake London? And if you're Drake London, how do you play it? Because if you're Drake, like, okay, yeah, I could sign a long-term extension with you right now for sure, for whatever the conversation is. Or I could play a whole year with Michael Penix, who seemed to really like throwing me the football, have the best year of my career.
Coming off of the best year of my career.
And then go to the bargaining table and really see what I can get.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at where the salaries are, we just saw, you know, Jamar Chase get 40. Where's Justin Jefferson around 35?
Right.
CeeDee Lamb's around 34. If I'm Drake London, people, I'm looking at that.
Because that's not where he is now.
No.
Like there's no way the conversation starts there now.
No.
And if you're the Falcons, you'd be smart to try to get
him. If you're the Falcons, you're trying to get him under 30 right now.
Sure.
Right now. Yeah. Here, like how the Eagles do their thing. Let's see if we can get this extension. And hopefully he likes to be here and all these different things. And then you give him a four-year, $100-something million, whatever contract.
Because if you can get it done right now for like 28 or something like that
you've won it.
You love it.
Yes.
Because he's 1 year away from being in that 35-plus conversation. Because
think about Drake. Drake ain't falling off.
No, he's gotten better every year.
Drake's gotten better every damn year.
And it's just, you know, no coincidence that he's played with better quarterback play as the years have gone on.
Right.
Next year, hopefully, he'll play with a quarterback who is at that level and plays at that level for the entire year. Mm-hmm. And again, you saw it in the final couple games. Like, Penix threw him the ball.
Yeah.
He threw him the ball a ton.
And because he plays in that slot position where I keep saying it and I won't back off or where Kyle should be, he's going to eat. And so, it's always the risk of all the, you know, the injury risk and all that stuff. But, yeah, if I'm drinking his people, I'm waiting.
Yeah, I think probably I would, too.
Depending on what they come with first. Depending on the first offer, what they come with. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Yeah, Falcons want to get it done as soon as possible. Yeah. Drake wants to get it done after he has 1,412 touchdowns. And I want Drake London to have 1,400 and 12 touchdowns.
And it's so possible.
Boy, would that
be. He with 13 and with 10 last year or something like that?
Did he really?
I thought he had 1,300, if I'm not mistaken.
That's wild. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.